This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, discussing Ukraine crisis. Three options: Mr. Putin's options, NATO's options, and now Ukraine's options. I read again from the New York Times article, within these hours, as Russia threat looms, Ukraine's government is no laughing matter. We then learn that many of Mr. Zelensky's major advisors, without experience in diplomacy or warfare, says the New York Times, are members of his comedy troupe. He was a successful TV comic. The Times, Mr. Andrew Kramer at the Times writes, Mr. Zelensky was elected as an outsider to Ukraine's dysfunctional, often corrupt politics 2 years ago, and, trying to bypass its bitter feuds and opaque motives, he ushered in a government as unorthodox as he was. He appointed fellow comedy industry veterans, relying on personal loyalty rather than expertise or building coalitions in Ukraine's fractious democracy, political analysts say. Professor, if I had to design a country that was unstable and not likely to last, not even my imagination could carry me to the point of making the cast of Saturday Night Live in charge of the United States of America. And yet what we have here is the equivalent of Ukraine's Saturday Night Live, running a country that says that it's going to fight if it's invaded. What are Ukraine's options? Reading this in the New York Times, knowing that America, its great friend, is profoundly puzzled what Mr. Zelensky thinks is credibility.
Well, I think the thing that's missing in what you've said is some sense of how long Ukraine has been developing separately. For instance, very few people mention the period from 1917 to 1921, when there was a Ukrainian republic, which came under attack, but it held out, although it had a series of various leaders, but it had elections. And the Bolsheviks had to locate their counter-government in Kharkiv. But there was, and these people fought, they fought like demons. And they had help from Marshal Pilsudski, and they were involved in the so-called Miracle of the Vistula in 1921, when the Bolshevik invasion of Poland was stopped in its tracks. So there is a greater continuity of Ukrainian consciousness and willingness to defend Ukraine than we have, than perhaps we're allowing for just now. This is not a new country. It's just been penciled in on the map. If you look at the time of the Republic, you see that you have a succession of figures, and that it was not very well coordinated, but nonetheless, they were quite successful until ultimately they were overwhelmed. But they have that there's always been a core desire to resist and to be themselves. So that's why I think it's important not to overstate, also not to understate, Mr. Zelensky's role And as for the question of being surrounded by comedians, of course, Saturday Night Live in charge of the United States worries me. But I also believe that people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I would not underestimate Ukraine. I think this is the danger. I think that Mr. Cramer of the New York Times, where is the byline? I mean, where is his? Where is he filing from?
He's filing from Ukraine, from Kyiv.
Well, my feeling is that he's just been out to lunch with a sort of Ukrainian, slightly marginal intellectual who speaks good English. And this guy has filled his ear with his particular view, which is undoubtedly very insightful. And Mr. Cramer, who I don't think has any deep background in history of Ukraine or Russia, has now filed something which fits the new, rather lightweight New York stuff.
Let us pretend we're reading this in Berlin. All right. A new government, Olaf Scholz, who already has spoken. The government has already spoken about out and said, we don't agree with the idea of sending more weapons into Ukraine. They stopped that. A government that is also at this point slowing down Nord Stream 2, a major factor in negotiating with Russia. The Berliners, the good Berliners, earlier in these hours, read this article and looked at each other and said, what? Now, Professor, it's very difficult to come up with a credible argument for Ukraine after this article. There were other things to say about the corruption, about the inability of the country to pull together because the East and the West are so profoundly different. One worships Russian Orthodox religion. One worships Roman Catholic religion. Parts of the country have been Poland more than Ukraine, even in the last 100 years. All of that is historical fact. But this article makes it very clear that the government is not anywhere close to being capable of withstanding Russian pressure, even if it's not a tank pressure. It's right now demands on NATO to protect what? A comedy troupe? Is that credible, Professor?
Well, I don't think actually that anybody in Kiev expects that NATO is going to intervene to protect them. I think that what we're seeing is that the action or the inaction is shifting now from actual fighting to, we have February 22nd, we have NATO talks coming up, we have OSCE talks, we have right. The United States involved.
And Lavrov and Blinken at some point are going to talk in these next weeks.
So yes. I'm afraid, I think that Putin's moment has diffused into a great fog of talks. I earlier mentioned that the only military move that would make any sense would be to restore water to Crimea, and that would actually help the Russian strategic position. Ukraine, of course, is where the Soviet Union manufactured lots of its missiles. They export missiles. Of course, they're far weaker than Russia is in many respects. But on the other hand, and here I think this is the point, what Putin needs, he doesn't want a protracted bloody war. What he needs is to pull a victory smoothly like a rabbit out of a hat. And that opportunity is past because Ukraine, even with a clown in leadership, is capable. Its generals are capable on their own of giving some bloody noses to Russia, which will undo the effect that Putin is trying to achieve of being masterful, brave, and competent.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations on the options in Moscow, in Brussels, and in Kyiv. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.